I say, you're going to think, that's their problem, they just don't get along, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure she has her side of the story. And I've come to the point with the whole thing to where I'm saying, yeah, that's the way other people are going to perceive it, because they don't know. They don't know what I do for my kids and what she does and how she uses my love of the children to get leverage on me and how blatantly she's willing to play that game. People don't know that. They're never going to see it because nobody knows how much I care about my kids. Nobody sees the things I do, how far I go. So if I told you the story, you would just think, nah, that's just two people that have a bad divorce.
So the issue is primarily after the divorce, all the things you've had to do, or is it like even prior to the divorce, were there other things, or is it all related to the kids?
We are a physician and a nurse, so this is totally normal for us. Like,
some Myers-Briggs feelers coming up here.
Even before school and all this other stuff, I was just an amazing partner.
No, that's fine. The thing is, if it wasn't for the kids, we wouldn't have anything to do with each other.
Okay.
There wouldn't be any child support, property's all divided, there's no alimony because she's married.
But, I mean, at some point you got married. Was it because, your first son was...
For marriage.
Right.
I don't think there's any reasons for marriage.
What did you say?
I don't think that people have reasons for marriage.
I want to hear more about this.
Sorry?
Is that like married? In general?
Yeah, I don't think they have reasons for love. I think love is pretty much irrational.
So it sort of happened.
So you
at
were
one
in
point.
Love.
You were in love.
I loved her.
Okay. And currently,
at this point, I'm very frustrated.
Which is not the same thing as saying not in love. You just other
Here's
things
my theory
make
about
it imbalanced.
Love is not something that you apply selectively to individuals. If you love, you love.
That's very romantic.
I'm very romantic. And so, have I been at times extremely frustrated with her? Yes. Have at times I questioned in my mind with a great deal of uncertainty whether or not the world would be a better place without her? Yes. But then I ask myself, if all of them were overboard, would I risk my children to save her? If I could rescue them, but the storm was really bad, would I just get them in the boat and sail away? And no, because A, first of all, if I thought I didn't have a chance...
Hold on. You were saying her over your children?
No.
The
children would be first, and I'm sure she wouldn't want it any other way. And if she did want it any other way, she deserves the drown. But I would get the children first, and I would get her after. As frustrated, and I think I have really good reasons to be frustrated, but...
What is frustrating? Like, you still love her, but...
No, I don't think I love her.
But it's a difficult situation. This is one of the... I hear this with work, too. It's like, the situation
is difficult. Here's the thing. I know that the children love her, okay? And I love them. So would I, would I want the people I care most about in the world to lose one of the people that they care most about in the world?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for mine.
I'm so sorry.
I will have one too.
Okay, what are you getting in?
The wheat. I'm going to try the wheat.
Okay.
I fully intend that once the children are of majority, I want nothing to do with her. I don't have anything to do with her right now as much as I can avoid it. It's mostly email conversations. The only thing I have to do with her is the business about the children. I don't think we have a lot in common, and I think that she's dishonorable and reprehensible in many ways. I don't know about that beauty writing. I mean, I don't think about it. Let's put it that way. In those terms.
But I think the deeper point was, so at one point, there weren't these problems. And then for some period of time, there weren't these problems.
Well, actually,
and then things sort of fell apart.
Right. Well, let's look at it a different
and
way.
After you separated, then the only thing that sort of helped you in this uncomfortable situation was the children. And what I wasn't quite clear on was prior to you separating, whether all these things that were reprehensible about her were present, or if it was only these things you're complaining about only occurred after.
No, I think they were present. The difference is me. I changed, she didn't. I needed something from her at that time. But the degree to which, and so because I was having my needs fulfilled, I was able to convince myself that all that stuff didn't really exist or wasn't a big deal or was somehow acceptable. Like the fact that she lied to me about her whole background when we met and didn't tell me until 6 years later when she was pregnant with my first son.
6 years?
Yeah. And so, she was pregnant with my first son, right? So what am I supposed to do? Put up with her when she's pregnant with my first child. So I convinced myself that she had good reasons to do that and more acceptable and I had to be more good with it. That's the power of denial. And I was in it big time. Because she hasn't changed much. She's pretty much still the same.
I didn't want this big.
Huh?
You don't like the beer?
They got me the big one.
That is big.
I've been places where I ordered the small or the medium and I get one of those.
You're not driving, so you're...
I'm okay. I'll just keep walking around if you guys leave and I'll just like circle around and around.
As long as you're around,
it'll be fine. Yeah. Circle around the cabin.
It's difficult because that happens to a lot of people. Somebody else. Men and women.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I was having this conversation with a friend recently. Because I sometimes ask myself, would I ever get married again, you know? And, I mean, I could conceive of doing that, but it wouldn't be the same. And I don't think I would ever, like, just say, oh, I love somebody, therefore I want to spend the rest of my life with them. No. At this point, I might say, I love this person, but I know that if I marry them, there's a chance it might not work out later.
Well, I mean, what's the reason for marrying anyway?
Good question. So that was...
You get a tax break?
No, that's not a big deal. I mean, for me, the main reason to get married is because it makes you more easily understandable or acceptable to other people.
You're married. You're not married. Have you been married? I haven't been married.
When you have kids, if you're not married,
from your mouth to God's ears,
you ask why to get married.
Yeah, no,
and
I'm
certainly
traveling kids
move,
at the,
right? So if you're gonna have kids, it's pretty helpful to be married, because if you're unmarried and you have children, then people will really kind of look at you strange, and that becomes a friction. It's just not convenient to deal with.
Sting and Trudy.
Right?
Like Sting and Trudy.
Like what?
Sting and Trudy.
Sting and
Trudy.
Trudy. Is Sting's wife? Yeah.
Well, they
like
never married.
Police Sting.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And Trudy is his long term girlfriend. Like going back to.
You didn't have like tantric sisters.
Sting is a tantric.
He made that all up.
Maybe. Who knows? In any case.
It's like Dvorak and Apple.
I mean, I don't have kids, but I have these things.
Yeah, if you're going to have kids, it makes sense. But also, having kids is something you do when you're a little younger.
Well, you know, it is the devil. Is it safe?
Sure.
Worst comes to worst, you get a little GI bleeding.
Sorry.
I know a little bit about beer, and I...
it's a broken glass.
Oh.
I'm going to have you
send this back.
Let you have that one.
Okay.
It's a broken glass.
Why don't we send this back and have a little
bit? Is this like a poop? Bird poop?
No.
It might be. I had something on the side of my glass too. But the way I figure is this is ethanol and it kills those things.
Well, you don't really have to. Is it? I can pick it up, right? Why not just transfer it to the other glass? That way we don't have to send it back, right?
Well, I thought, yeah.
Or would that contaminate the taste?
No, I don't think.
Anyway, you're going to give them to you if you're curious.
Do I look like one? I think you're running.
She's more into the quantity than sort of quality.
idea here?
I told you I didn't have a big appetite for alcohol. I drank a lot last night, okay?
You didn't go out with the guys from Indiana, did you?
Yes.
You did? Oh. The guy that ended up in the lake?
I didn't stay out with him that long. But
who is the guy from Indiana?
My colleagues pushed me into more alcohol than I really should have drank.
Oh, I see.
The guys from Indiana, they did a different thing. I don't want to tell drunk stories and hide people's back. That's kind of against the rule of
the
code.
Who are the people from Indiana?
Huh?
There's some VA people from Indianapolis. Kind of where I'm sitting on the other side of the room.
Oh.
They kind of.
They were a fun group.
Oh, the VA. The veterans guys. Yes, exactly.
The girl wasn't there in the afternoon.
Who's that, Julie?
Suda.
Oh, Suda or
the girl?
Oh, both of them.
Oh, the one who wasn't there, yeah.
So not but she Julie. Didn't drink.
Really?
No, Suda didn't drink.
Yeah.
Is that her name, Julie?
No, Julie.
Either Suda or
sitting up front of who does a lot of talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but you're talking about the VA woman. There's only one. There's the Indian one and the white one, right?
And the white one was there.
The white one from Indiana, yeah.
The Indian one didn't
drink. And where is there? Where is there?
At whatever it was last night. Oh, this morning. This morning. You were saying that someone wasn't there this morning.
The gal with the bangs.
She's there.
Not in the afternoon.
I think she did kind of disappear. I was looking for her in the afternoon. But, you know, I mean, people sometimes do other things when they're here.
Yeah, no, you know, conferences mean different things to different people.
I mean, she's only from Indiana. It's not like she flew all the way to come here like we did. So, since we flew all the way and the company's spending a lot of money, we better not miss a minute of it.
Paying for it myself, thank you.
Yourself? You're a doctor, right? Are you in private practice?
I'm
academic. I'm sorry. A lot of the stuff I know, but I never learned it in a formal way. I was a general internist. I was a research fellow, a health services research fellow.
Oh, with who?
At Hopkins. I work with Eric Bass and Elbow Blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know people at Hopkins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was about to say, I do some work with Jonathan Wiener too, but you know, like the
what
big
kind of health services research? What kind of
quality, patient safety type stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I work sort of alongside near people of us who you may have heard of. I'm trying to think of some people you have heard of.
I'm not in the pain, I'm more like in your south.
So Jonathan Wiener, he's a PhD who his primary appointment is in the School of Nursing. That's why
I'll have to look him up.